Star Construction.
Hey, good morning. Is Robert in?
Who's calling, please?
My name's Nico. I'm calling from Bank of Cardiff.
Nico, this is Bob. How can I help you?
Hey, Bob. Like I said, I'm calling from Bank of Cardiff. I'm actually trying to follow up on a pre-approved finance offer that we mailed out to your business. I think it was about, 2 weeks ago. Offer was based off some past financing that you guys have done with, looks like Sovereign Bank back in 2010. Does that happen to ring a bell at all?
I haven't seen it, to be honest with you. It may hit the spiral file.
Yeah, probably. It happens all the time. But because of your, lending history with Sovereign Bank, we were actually able to get you pre-approved for some equipment financing and some working capital. I think it was about, $250,000. So I'm just trying to circle back with you, see, what you have in the pipeline, if you guys might need some financing right now.
Yeah, no, at this point, we're trying to prevent it. We're trying to get caught up with those 10 years worth of bad years and get back on our feet. And down the financial base. For us,
Right. No, I completely understand, start building it up.
So you guys, okay.
I mean, if you guys, ever need any additional financing, maybe to pay off certain loans that you might have right now, if you have any big projects coming up where you know that you want to, leverage your position rather than trying to, deplete those cash accounts, you can always give us a call.
Right. No, we're trying to pay down the debt and get the cash reserve built up. Obviously, this is the time to do it while things are on the increase and getting better.
So you guys have seen growth over the last 2-3 years then?
Well, let's put it this way. When gasoline prices dropped out, dropped to $2 a gallon again, that meant $30 more a week in the average homeowner's pocket for gasoline. We saw people start to come back and look at doing the repairs in their house again.
Oh, so there's more money in the consumer market is what you're saying.
Yeah, if you turn around and you bury them in taxes and fees and, commodity prices go through the roof so that they're struggling to not only make their mortgage payment but put groceries on the table, the rest of the stuff gets shelved.
That's the economy,
you know?
Yeah, no, that's the way that it works. The trends that, follow with just how, oil prices can affect everybody that way.
Well, it's not necessarily the oil prices because it's not necessarily the prices of the oil. The oil is relatively cheap if you get rid of the taxes and the rest of the stuff that's on it,
I know. Yeah. I mean, these things are taxed out. The yin-yang, it's just way too much.
But, it is what it is. But that's what we're doing is we're working to turn around and get into a more positive, self-reliant position so we've got that reserve built up to where we feel comfortable with it again. If we get into something that we're looking to do something that's larger, we may talk. I'm actually just talking with my younger brother who owns Demo Bags, which is an international company. And we're looking at the possibility of trying to leverage a situation for our mother who has been in a dementia unit for a while, but the cost is getting prohibitive. So we're looking at, do we develop our own and set up our own elder care facility for memory problems?
Wow, and, that's very nice of you guys to do that.
Well, get her perpetual care and then end up with a profit because there's a hell of a market, evidently.
It is a market. I used to work with Alzheimer's and dementia when I was volunteering in high school, so I've seen it firsthand. I've seen, the possibilities there, and not only that, but, what, the benefits come with helping people out.
Right, and at the same time, if we can do something that puts another facility in the area, there's more and more people.
Exactly.
Age that are going to be prone to that affliction.
Bob, are you guys looking to, bring on some capital to open up one of those types of facilities?
Point. We've just started talking about it, kicking it around.
Mm-hmm.
He's actually working on developing a large facility that was an old Coca-Cola factory down in South Carolina.
So okay.
He's in the middle of trying to bring his manufacturing here to the U.S. more. He's a little bit distracted, but I really need him to sit down at the table with me so that we can kind of get a game plan together. And then pull my youngest son in, who's an architect that has a background in this, so we can start to do something.
It sounds like you guys have multiple different backgrounds that you can actually, utilize and build this thing up.
Yeah, no, we've got some resources. That's That's for sure. But at this point, you know, we're not ready to pull the trigger. We're not even starting to look at the options of financing. We don't even know whether this is something that we should entertain.
Okay.
We'll have to do our due diligence and then make a decision, you know?
True, very true, yeah. Take the time to, you know, see the advantages and disadvantages that come.
Yep.
Okay. Well, Bob, is there by any chance maybe an email I could get from you so you have me on file so, you know, when you guys are in the works talking about it?
Yeah, bob@starconstructioncompany.com.
bob@starconstructioncompany.com. Okay. I'll shoot you over some of our information. You can have me on file, and then, you know, when you guys are planning things out and if it seems to pan out and you guys want some capital, just give me a call. I'm sure we can work something out.
Sure. And construction and company are both spelled all the way out, just so you know.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, Bob. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Okay.
Good luck, all right? Take care.